Hi guys, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. This podcast is hosted by Taye Maddox, and here's what he has to tell you.
Hi guys, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. I'm so excited. It's been a long time coming. All right, so just before I proceed, let me tell you, I'm still a young man with most of my years ahead of me. And let's just say I'm in my 20s. I just completed undergraduate studies at one of the best universities in Nigeria. Shall I mention? Yes, FUNAB, the Federal University of Agriculture, Abeokuta. And like you, I'm still figuring out this man thing. I do believe that young men like us are going through this process. It's not been easy. It's complicated. I'm sure you want to agree with me on that. So, dear single man, this is a journey I want us to take together towards becoming model men. Becoming model men is going to be the main theme of this podcast series, because that's actually the goal of starting the podcast series, so that we can become model men in our communities, model men in our families, model men in our workplace, model men anywhere we find ourselves. This podcast, I'll be sharing with you real life stories of men like us who have gone through stuff, who have made some really bad life decisions, as those who have made good life decisions, those who have had to face a lot of challenges, and of course we learn from their stories. I think it's important that we gain some perspective, some insight from the stories of others. It's going to be a very practical one, I must tell you. As well, we're going to have conversations cutting across various talking points from life, goals, fitness, finances, jobs, relationships, and a host of other interesting conversations. You should look out for that. As well, some of the things you should expect from the podcast, Dear Single Men, is I also be bringing on guests, both male and female, married and single. The reason for this is to ensure that we have a balanced perspective on whatever we're going to be discussing, whatever conversation we're going to be having in subsequent episodes. So this is just a trailer episode. We're going to get into more of this conversation on Dear Single Men in the next episode. Till then, I urge you to become a model man. See you in the next episode. Thank you very much for giving me the privilege of your attention.
Listening to today's episode of Dear Single Men. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Taye Maddox on various social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram at @MaddoxWithMeTayo.
Hi and hello, dear single man, how you doing? Well, I just learned the Spanish word today, Spanish word for male, yeah, so muchacha and señora, so yes, señora, it means gentleman. How you doing? How you, hope you're fine, alright? Hope you're doing great, hope you are awesome yourself. And if I may ask, what new thing have you learned about yourself since this lockdown began? I mean, we've had time to stay away from our usual busy lives, laden with so many activities. And, you know, and of course, we usually give the excuse that there's no time. But now that it's time, right? So, I ask you again, what have you learned about yourself since the lockdown began? Because it's everywhere, all over the world, we are faced with this pandemic. So, that's something that you should have learned about yourself. But if you haven't, there's still time. And why did I ask this question? It's because I'm of the opinion that every day we are, you know, process of discovering ourselves and knowing who we are and finding ourselves. So every day we must take a step toward knowing and discovering ourselves. And the best way to discover ourselves is, one of the best ways of discovering yourself is by being with yourself, spending time with yourself. Aside from other extracurricular activities or having to talk to people, observing yourself and all of the other things that will help you to discover yourself, right? Being with yourself, paying attention to yourself in that process
would help you to discover something about yourself. And God help me, I've made a number of discoveries about myself of recent, and that's because I've been paying close attention to myself recently. One of the things I notice about myself is that I have some really, really bad habits. And guess what? My friends have told me about this before. My best friend has told me about this before. And, you know, I just wave it away that that's just who I am. It's me. It's my personality. And I didn't really pay attention to it. But of recent, I had to hang out with a couple for a while. You know, I was working and I had to be at their, I had to be with them for a while. So then I started discovering that, wow, this is true, man. So I can't go into all the details now, but I wouldn't have realized this. This truth wouldn't have dawned on me if I wasn't paying attention to myself. And immediately I noticed that bad habit. I had to start working on myself. I had to start, you know, creating systems. Yeah. The thing is, many of us think that an habit will just disappear. No. Your habits don't just disappear. Habits are formed. So if you want to break a bad habit, what you need to do is create a system on how you can stop that habit. So for example, you sleep late, you have an habit of sleeping late and, you know, eating late, and you see the effect it has on you adversely. What can you do? How can you change it? It's not about writing affirmations. I'm gonna sleep by 10 p.m. tonight, I'm gonna sleep by 11 or whatever time you tell yourself. But about creating the systems. Now you tell yourself, I'm gonna sleep by 10 p.m. But at 9 p.m. you are still seeing a movie. At 9 p.m. you're still watching, you're still with your phone, typing, replying chats and surfing the internet. Your activities before that time will tell. You'll eventually sleep at 10 or 11 or whatever time you give yourself. So the best way to stop a bad habit is by identifying that bad habit first and then creating a system on how you could break the habit. And, you know, you create a system and then you're consistent with it. So therefore, I want to leave this with you. Learn to pay attention to yourself. And this is the best time. You are becoming a man every day. We are becoming a man. We are becoming men every day. So there's some things we must begin to drop. One scripture comes to my mind. And that scripture of that's one of the most prominent apostle in Bible times. He was a terror. He was a man. He was a man of men. His name is Paul. He was a lawyer, a tent maker before he became an apostle. In one of his scriptures, he says something that I've had to ponder down for a while during the course of my day. And I felt I should share this with you. He says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things." You see, we can say this in this case. When I was a boy, I spoke like a boy. But when I became a man, I put away boyish things. See, that was a process. That was a transition. That was a transcendence. Something happened. From being a boy, starting out as a boy, to becoming a man. To stop thinking like a boy, to begin thinking like a man. From acting like a boy, to start behaving like a man. This is a process. This takes time. And it takes a lot of commitment, and you know, you have to be deliberate about it. So as we become men, there are some habits we must begin to drop. We must begin to leave some habits behind us. We must begin to do some things that are identified as manly in a way. Okay? So, do you find yourself doing some things and you're like, how can I do something like this? What's this? How will I do this? No. This is not good enough. If you can call yourself to caution as regards that thing, then you're taking a step towards becoming a man. You see, a boy plays. A boy is forgetful. A boy is prone to be led by his emotions all the time, because the boy is just developing. A boy, we know them to react harshly to situations. They do not respond, they react. I was once a boy, and I have, you know, boys as younger ones, so I know what I'm talking about. I've seen a reflection of my younger self in my brothers, and some of the young boys I've had the opportunity of interacting with. And then I laugh, because when I was that age, I did exactly the same thing. So you are becoming a man, and then you still notice that these boyish characteristics are still there. Then you have to start working towards, you know, becoming a man. I tell you, see, a boy can't sit on the throne. It is only a man that can sit on the throne. And why should a man sit on the throne? A man sits on the throne. When I mean throne now, I mean position, I mean recognize, I mean responsibility in its real sense. That's what it means to sit on the throne. You are occupying a position, and then that's a responsibility. If I'm sounding serious for you, sorry, I'm not joking, but this is true talk, real fact. Alright, so the throne demands it, right? Because our family depends on the caliber and the kind of men that we are becoming on a daily basis. How do you manage your finances? Are you still giving excuses about failing in your responsibilities? What do you do with those small tasks of even managing a WhatsApp group? At your workplace, how do you, you know, lead those people that are in your care? If you have younger ones, what's your relationship with them? How do you impact them? What's your role in their lives? I'm not talking about your biological younger ones. I mean, people, those around you. If you have one, are you the kind of man that they are looking up to? How do you treat and maintain your relationships? What do you do? See, a man is identified or regarded as a man with how well he handles the responsibilities committed into his hands. You see, my father once told me a long time ago that being a man demands that you have integrity. Right? Being a man demands that you have integrity. Integrity means saying what you meaning what you say and saying what you mean. Standing by the truth all the time. You know, boys do not have integrity, right? So trust me, that's just it. So I'm going to tell you that how you handle the responsibilities in your life at this point in time reveals the kind of man you are becoming. You know, there are so many big boys who call themselves men. Yes, but it's not about the big boy. But it's about you managing the responsibilities, taking care of the things that are around you. I'm reminded about, you know, the first man that God created. I'm a firm believer that there is a powerful being in the universe that is in control of everything that's happening here. We can't see him. So I'm just sharing my faith with you. So the book of the beginnings, as the book of Genesis, talks about this man Adam and how, you know, he was responsible for everything that was within his jurisdiction, and he was able to manage it well. Imagine that kind of man, you know, naming the animals and every other thing, the garden he was clearing it, taking care of the garden where he was. He was responsible for everything that was in his care. So one way to know a man is by responsibility. How responsible is he? So now I ask you a question, young man, are you responsible? How do you manage the things that have been given to you? How do you manage your clothes? Yes, let's start from there. What do you do in your room? How do you keep your bed? How do you lay your bed? You know, we know boys to be very rough. They just fling their clothes here and there, and you know, mommy comes after them to pick it up for you. But you know, big boys, there's no mom to pick their clothes for them. Maybe their girlfriends too, anyway. But if you can't handle your clothes well, if you can't manage your room, it's a sign that you are so irresponsible. It's the truth. I mean, frank talk, guys. Frank talk. Just you and I having this conversation. So, remember I started with some of the bad habits that I observed about myself that I had to realize when I had to live with some people. And at that point, I had to pay some attention to myself. Remember, I also told you that my best friend told me about these bad habits. I chose until I had to sit down with myself and pay attention to myself that I realized this. And then I realized that those were boyish traits that I had to upgrade, I had to improve. And then I'm improving, I'm making progress. So I feel that we all should pay more attention to ourselves and observe all of this, because the failure to do so will hinder the quality of the man that we're supposed to become. I do not intend to spend long on this podcast, but I want to assure you that one good thing you can do for yourself from now on is to take steps towards growing and expanding and becoming a better version of yourself. So one question that you should ask yourself as a man every day is this: am I becoming more of a man or more of a boy? The more you become a man, the less of a boy you are. And this is not to say that the boy, you still retain some of the boy's attitude, but it will always be there. It's just part of who we are as guys, you know? But then, the goal every day is to ask yourself this question. A long time ago, my mentor told me the same. Natao, what are you becoming? He told me that, Natao, the question you should always ask yourself all the time is, Natao, what are you becoming? I'll never forget these words. He said that to me many, many years ago with some other young guys when we were going through a leadership training or something. And since that day, I wrote it down in a jotter, and I'll never forget. So you might want to write this down. Maybe write it where you can see it. It could be in your room. Frame it. What am I becoming? What's your name? Your name could be Bola. Your name could be Marcos. Your name could be Sadiq. Your name could be Jamal. Your name could be Wilson. You know, your name could be Nosa. Your name could be Raymond. What am I becoming? So every day you wake up and then you see that big frame with the inscription, what am I becoming? That every time you see that, something changes in you, because you're telling yourself, you're asking yourself, and you see what happens. So young man, I trust your improvement, and that's a book I like to recommend for you that I believe is going to, you know, help you understand yourself better, right? Pick up Miles Morales' book on Understanding the Power and Purpose of Men. That's one book I recommend for you any day, anytime to read. I'm going to understand men. You could also read Tim LaHaye, Understanding Male Temperament. It talks about the male temperament, why you drive the way you drive, why you eat the way you eat, you're kind of romantic, why you do the things you do as a guy. So that book addresses all of that, The Male Temperament by Tim LaHaye. I just read a book last month, and it's one of the most illuminating book I've ever read on male temperament. All right, so please do want to avail yourself of reading these materials that I recommend for you to read. And of course, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Dear Single Man. That's an Instagram handle. Please do want to listen to that. I do want to, you know, like and, you know, follow the page. And of course, let's engage in that platform. All right. As always, cheers to your improvement. And till we talk again, till I come your way again, I urge you to become a model man. Thank you.
Enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Tayo Magics on various social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram at Magic with Tayo.